Blog Talk Radio.
Salvation by Lionel Richie sings in his song, Jesus is Love. It will be our salvation if we only believe. Saints, tonight I want you to turn to Job chapter 20. And Job is spelled like Job, except for you pronunciate the word J-O-B, Job. That's how you pronunciate it. And let's have a word from the Bible before I start reading. Or let me turn, which words will you turn me to tonight, Lord? Let me find my favorite scripture. I am not on it tonight. Let me see. Psalms. Let me find my favorite scripture for you all to listen to, and it might help you, some of you. It just may be a blessing for you to hear. What he has to say. I am looking for my favorite scripture to read to you all tonight. Perhaps you know one. Let me read somewhere else. And I am in the book of Isaiah. I know what I want you all to read in Isaiah. I'm almost here. My favorite scripture is Proverbs 3 and verse 5. Well, I am in Proverbs 3. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. And I hope our Father gives everyone a blessing and understanding of the reading of his words. Now, I learned that scripture when I was a young girl. Now I am an old woman, It has stayed with me for many a years. I can't even count. Maybe I can count the years that I have heard that. And now I'm sharing it with you all. Tell your friends and call your neighbors and your friends and tell them that the Feed My Sheep show is on the air. And to listen, call in and listen. Turn in and listen. Let me say a prayer right quick, and then we will get started with today's lesson, and that you will find in Job, starting at chapter 20, and I will read as much of it. I never know when I will feel weak. Like today, I felt weak, but I know that I ask God to help me feel strong. I said, he makes me feel strong when I'm weak. And I will say our prayer for now. Our Father in heaven, thank you for this day and every day. Every day that you let me live is a blessing. And I want the sheep to say their own prayer, just as I'm saying words to you. Let them think of a prayer that they want to say to you. They may thank you for their mother and their father, or thank you for the food that they have. Whatever they want to pray to you that is good and reasonable, let them pray it to you. In Jesus' name, his name is Yeshua, I have found out. But let me just continue with my prayer for letting me live, for it is a blessing. For you made me feel stronger when I was very weak. Thank you for guiding me. Let me remind myself as well as everyone else that I am a follower of Yeshua, that is Jesus. The white man named him Jesus because there was not a J in the time that this book, this King James book, was written in 1611. There was no J, so they came up a name and they named you Jesus. It is true. They try to fool the world, like Revelations 12 and 9 says. They will try to fool the world. Help me, Father. Let me not let those get into my circle or my mind that will try and persuade me not to follow you, Jesus, Yeshua. I am not to follow Paul. I don't agree with everything that Paul has written. I just don't. And maybe when it's time for me to come to heaven, you will tell me why, or maybe he will tell me why. But I don't even know why. The writings of Paul are very good writings, but I don't know why they are in the Bible, especially when he says, tell Timothy the woman should be quiet. He says, I think that the woman should be quiet. And that's where the pastors have gone wrong, because it's what Paul thinks. And it is not about what Paul thinks. It's all about what you think, Father Jehovah, and what your son Yeshua thinks. Amen, amen, amen. Father, I thank you for the weather we are having. It was rather warm today, degrees, I think. Although this week I fell twice in the snow, and I got back up And the young men that helped me get back up, I was afraid of them, but they were so nice. God blessed them. Blessed them because they said, "Are you okay, miss?" And they were picking me up. And I'm okay, baby. Thank you, Father, for those young men who kept me, who picked me up from the ground. Thank you also for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan. Thank you for allowing us sheep to have right mind, or those young men who helped me get off the ground, off the wet snow. Thank you for saving their mind and giving them, as well as me, as well as everyone, good health and prosperity. We thank you in Yeshua's name for that prayer. Also, he's known as Jesus Christ. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host, and I am going to say happy Sabbath today, because evening in the morning, evening in the morning starts the next day, and this is the evening time. So Sabbath starts from Friday evening and ends on Saturday evening. So I'm telling you, whether you want to accept my words or not, I'm telling you the truth as I know it to be. I want you to go to Exodus chapter 20 for yourself. There is more of the Ten Commandments, but we are followers of Jesus Christ, not Paul. We listen to Paul. He gives some good advice, although some of it that I have read, I think it is wrong, or it's not what you would say or do. I was going to tell the people to read, I think it was, where was that? In Isaiah chapter, it was Acts chapter 9 or somewhere. God told us, he gave us a dream. He gave me a dream. He gave, I think it was Samuel too. He gave us dreams. He speaks to us in dreams and visions. And I'd never known anyone to say that they had a vision except for Paul. Listen, sheep, I want you to have your three P's ready. They are your pen, pencil, and paper, just in case you want to jot down a scripture that I may tell you to read. So, it's in, let me see, Numbers chapter 12, verse 6, where it says, "I make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream." And that's what God did with me. He spoke to me in a dream, told me to feed his sheep, and it took me many years to do what he said to do, and that is to feed his sheep. And now that I'm trying to feed his sheep, I'm having all kinds of problems with my computer as well as with the cell phone company, or when I had a telephone phone, I was having all kinds of problems with my telephone. Hold on, sheep, for one moment, please. just like I sent to Blog Talk Radio about 2 weeks ago, and I told them I was having a problem, and I am still having that problem. I am not computer savvy. I don't know how to take this off of my switchboard. It's from the switchboard, a message. I wish they would not send it and just let my program air and the listeners listen, whoever they are. I know that I have a few. They would not send me some clipping if I did not have. They may tell me that I have no one listening, but then someone sends me a clipping about what I was talking about. So someone is listening. And I pray that God will help them understand as well as myself. Let's go to Job chapter 20 and read. I'm going to read as much as I can because I never know when God will throw me down or make me fall down if it's God that did it. I think that he sent me back to, maybe he wants to get my attention. I don't know. But he has all these preachers in the world. And I read the Bible and I make mistakes, a lot of mistakes. I may not even know how to pronunciate the words. But nonetheless, he sent me back. And I want to finish writing the story of how I got there, and I should not have been there. It was, you know how Adam blamed his wife for what he did. It's like she gave me the fruit, and I did eat. You know what? I think Adam wanted to eat the fruit anyway. God specifically told him not to eat of that fruit, or he would surely die, and he did die. I know I want to live. That's why when Jesus came to me, I started 7.5 years ago of reading this Bible to you, and I should read to you and stop talking to you. But he did. It did. It just wouldn't leave me alone. And he finally gave me the courage to do what I do, and I enjoy doing it. Now, are you in Job chapter 21? Excuse me. That Satan made me say that. We are in Job chapter 20. And I will start reading at verse 1. You read along with me. Now, many of you can read better than I can. I have a young nephew who can read like a newspaper man. He is just that good. But he's working now, praise the Lord. And he is like me, a college dropout. We didn't have the money to pay for it. But I was not smart. I was just barely making it through my math classes. Oh, they were terrible. But nonetheless, let me go and read. It says, then answered Zophar the Nephite and said, therefore, I'm trying to situate my book, my Bible, so I can see these words. When you get older, you start losing your hearing as well as your sight. That's the way it has been for me. I can testify to that. Therefore, do my thoughts cause me to answer, and for this I make haste. Haste means he will talk fast. I have heard of the check of my reproach, his insult. Reproach among words is insult. And is another word for insult, so many words for meaning for reproach. And the spirit of my understanding causes me to answer, knowest thou not that this of old, since man was placed upon the earth? No, I did not know. That's news to me. It reads, verse 4 of chapter 20 says, knowest thou not this of old, since man was placed upon the earth? I didn't know man was placed upon the earth. I know he said, our Father said, let us make them in our image. And he made them in his image. I did not know they were placed upon this earth. Well, let's read and find out some more of what he, the Zophar is saying, that the triumphing of the wicked is short, and the joy of the hypocrite is but for a moment, though his excellency, his excellency mounts up to the heavens, and his head reaches unto the clouds, yet he shall perish, for even the like, forever like his own dung, and dung is poop, animal poop, and we are man poop dung. They which have seen him shall say, where is he? He shall fly away as a dream and shall not be found. Yea, he shall be chased away as a vision of the night. The eyes also which saw him shall see him no more, neither shall his place any more behold him. Let me say that again, because I think I read that wrong. The eyes also which saw him shall see him no more, neither shall his place any more behold him. His children shall seek to please the poor, and his hand shall bear goods. His bones are full of sin of his youth, which shall lie down with him in the dust. Well, I didn't know that. Well, everyone has sin. So Job had sin. At least that's what Zophar is saying. His bones are full of the sins of his youth, which shall lie down with him. Is that? You are being very rude. You should not be on my phone. I have a cell phone. No one should be on this phone but me. I do not appreciate it or like that. And I can talk to you, and I will tell you what you will not want to hear. I'm supposed to be a good person. I don't appreciate that at all. Let me read this at verse 10. His children shall seek his place. Now, his children poor, and his hands shall restore their goods. His bones are full of sin of his youth, which shall lie down with him in the dust. Through wickedness be sweet in his mouth, he hide it under his tongue, though he spare it and forsake it? Forsake means to leave it or abandon it. Forsake it not, but keep it still within his mouth. I am still mad at someone that made that sound. I don't appreciate them. That's how I fell out the last time. I got so angry, I don't want to do that again. Help me, God. Help me, Father. Yet his meat. Help me to see better. I'm having difficulties seeing my words in the Bible right now. My Father will help me. Yet his meat in his bowels is turned. It is the gall. A gall is like it's liver of apps. I don't know what gall is. I say gall is probably something like his liver or something like that. Of apps are snakes within him. Verse 15, he has swallowed down riches. He has swallowed down riches, and he shall vomit them up again. God shall cast them out of his belly. He shall suck his poison off tongue, shall slay him. And of course, if you do not know, a viper is a snake. Verse 17, he shall not see the rivers of. Let me read verse 17 again. He shall not see the rivers, the floods, the brooks of honey and butter, that which he labor for. Shall he and shall not swallow it down according to his substance shall the restitution be, and he shall not rejoice therein. Verse 19, because he has oppressed and has forsaken the poor. What? I didn't know Job did that. Because he has violently away an house which he built not. Surely he shall not feel quietness in his belly. He shall not say that which he desires. Verse 21, there shall none of his meat be left. Therefore shall no man look for his good. In the fullness of his sufficiency, he shall be in straits. Every hand of the wicked shall come upon him, and those are his straits. His straits are like, because every hand will be upon him. Verse 23, when he is about to fill his belly, God shall cast the fury of his wrath, and wrath means anger, upon him, and he shall rain it upon him while he is eating. He shall flee from the iron weapon, and the blow of steel shall strike through him. It is drawn and cometh out of his body. Yea, the glittering sword cometh out of his gall. Terror are up on him. All darkness shall be hid in his secret places. A fire not blown out shall consume him. It shall go ill with him that is left in his tabernacle. Let me read verse 26 again. All darkness shall be filled. I read it again. All darkness shall be hid in his secret places. A fire not blown out, blown, shall consume him. It shall go ill with him, is left in his tabernacle. The heaven shall reveal his iniquities, that's his wrongdoing or his sinfulness, and the earth shall rise up against him. Verse 28, the increase of his house shall depart, and his goods shall blow away his wrath. Verse 29, this is the portion of a wicked man from God, and the heritage appointed unto him by God. We have finished reading chapter 20, and I pray that you see, if you did not understand it, you will read it again. We just read Job chapter in its entirety. Now, let's go to Job chapter 21. I hope you learned something. I did not know that man was placed upon this earth. That was in verse 4. And I didn't know something else. I forget now. I will calm myself down. Let's read chapter 21. But Job answered and said, hear diligently, and that means hear carefully, my speech, consoleth, that is, your consolation, that means comfort. Suffer me that I may speak, and after that I have spoken, mark on. So make fun of me on, that's what he's saying. As for me, is my complaint to man, and it is, and if it were so, why should not my spirit be troubled? Mark me, hand upon your mouth. Even when I remember, I am afraid and trembling. Excuse me, see if I had the belt again. Have to burp again. I don't know what it is. Every time I read something in the Bible, especially on the phone, I start burping. I'm going to read verse 6 again. Even when I remember, I am afraid. I am trembling with hold on my flesh. Wherefore do the wicked live, become old, yea, are mighty in power. Their seed is established in their sight with them. Their offspring before their houses are safe from fear. Neither is the rod of God upon them. Their bull generated, that means have other bulls, and faileth not. Their cause claveth and casteth not on her calf. Claveth means delivers. The calf delivers just as the bulls. 11. verse 11, they sent forth their little ones like a flock, and their children dance. They take the timbrel, that's like a tambourine, and harp, and rejoice at the sound of the organ. They spend their days, they spend their days at wealth, and in a moment go down to the grave. I'm turning the page. Therefore, they say unto God, depart from us, for we desire not the knowledge of his ways. Is that what our stepfather, our father said of old? Is that why we were placed in bondage? What is the Almighty that we should serve him? And what profit should we have if we pray unto him? Lo, their goods is not in their hand. Their counsel, the counsel of the wicked from me. How oft is the counsel of the wicked put out? And how oft cometh their destruction upon them? God of distribution, sorrow in his anger. Let me read that again. God distributes sorrow in anger. They are the stubble, and stubble is, I looked up, means straw before the wind, and as chaff that the storm carries away. God lays up his iniquity for his children. He rewarded him, and he shall know it. His eyes shall see his destruction, and he shall drink of the wrath of the Almighty. For the pleasure has he in his house after him, when the number of his months is cut off in the midst. Verse 22, shall any teach God's knowledge, seeing he judges those that are high? One dieth in his full strength, being holy, at ease with quiet. His breasts are full of milk, and his bones are moisture with marrow. And another dieth in the bitterness of his soul, and never eateth pleasure. They shall lie down alike in the dust, and the worms shall cover them. Behold, I knoweth your thoughts, and the devices which ye wrongfully, the word is wrongfully, imagine against me. Say, for you say, where is the house of the prince? And where are the dwelling places of the wicked? Have you not answered them that go by the way? And do you not answer them their tokens? Let me read verse 29 again. Have ye not asked them that go by the way, and do you not know their tokens, that the wicked is reserved for the day of destruction? They shall be brought forth to the day of wrath. And the wrath means anger. Who shall declare me still his ways to his faith? And who shall repay him what he has done? Yet has he to the grave and shall remain in the tomb. The clod of the valley shall be. And clod, I believe, is spelled C-L-O-D-S in means dirt. The clods of the valley shall be sweet unto him, and every man shall draw after him, as there are innumerable before him. Verse 34, how often comfort ye me in vain? And vain is uselessness and worthlessness. Seeing in your answer there remaineth falsehood. So those things that they accused Job of, that he had forsaken the poor, and he had oppressed and violently taken the houses which he had not built. He's saying that they were lying on him. That was a lie. And he said it was a falsehood. I read to you Job chapter 21, and I pray that you will go with that chapter, read it for yourselves. That's why I tell you to read your Bibles. God knew that many of you wouldn't do it, and he told me to do it, and he knows that I will have a hard time doing it. Sometimes my sight, losing my sight. Let me say a closing prayer for you, sheep, for us, sheep. Father, we come to you as humble as we know how, giving you thanks and for watching over us all day long and even in our sleep while you protect us from Satan and his saints or whatever you call his imp. Thank you for protecting us, Yeshua. In Yeshua's name, in Jesus' name, amen. And in James chapter 4, verse 15 says, if it's his will or that will, if it's your will, I will be back next week. Read chapter 22, saints. And of course, as always, I want you to, we're going off the air, I want you to get my book. My book's called The Passing Scene. Go to Amazon.com and ask for those. Get those so you can read about what I enjoyed writing. And I did that to keep my mind, because if God hadn't helped me, I would not have been able to write those books to keep my mind off of certain things, other things. And I want you to read Isaiah chapter 13. It's important. Ezra chapter 9 and maybe 3. Because you black man you are the holy seed. You are God's people. God did not, it does not say, I have not read in the Bible where it says he had straight hair or stringy hair. In Revelations 1 and 13 and 14, he's had, his hair is not straight. It's a lie. It's a lie. So, be good. Love one another like Jesus wants you to. And read your Bible. Most of you can read better than I.
Father.
But he sent me back.
Help your children. And don't let them fall.
He sent me back.
By the side.
And I'm trying to finish the job.
Of the road.
That I've been told to do. That is to be
teach them. Love one another, that heaven might find
a place room listening
in their
heart. Because I was not
Jesus,
when I'm doing the best thing. Oh, Jesus, forget you for doing that. You don't think so, white folks.
He won't let you down.
And I'm
and I know. We've got to walk on.
That's it.
Walk on through
walk
temptation.
On through.
'Cause he's love. And his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth. And his word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts.